This is Access All Areas on FUBAR Radio with Bobby Norris.
Good evening, guys. It is Access All Areas and we are live on FUBAR Radio. I'm Bobby Norris.
And I'm Ellen Collin.
And guys, you know by now, we always bring it a jam-packed show. And this evening, of course, is no different. So we're going to be talking to Adam and Ross, fresh off the last series of Married at First Sight UK. Plus, we're joined by Meelin off the new show, It's a Scouse Life.
Yes.
So we've had like the pilot episode.
Mm-hmm.
No word of the series yet, so I'm excited to find out more. Mm-hmm. So, of course, it's a reality special, which we live and breathe. Now, we always start with a little bit of showbiz gossip, and we've got the lovely Sasha back in the studio. How are you, Sash?
Yeah, good, thanks. Thanks for having me back.
You're so welcome, darling. So, babes, let's talk. What's caught your eye in showbiz town?
Well, I think everyone has been talking about the same thing. Express, mm-hmm. at the Express showbiz desk, it's been Greg Wallace.
Yes.
Rumbling yes. on.
It's never ending. It's every never day ending. There's something new.
Yeah. And he really did not help himself with his statement this week. It yes. was so it was a shocker. He basically, obviously, there have been some 13 allegations made against him originally. And then to come back against this, he goes, oh, you know, I've worked with 4,000 women before, or contestants, and only 13 complaints, and it's all middle-class women of a certain age.
What is that even meant to mean?
I
like,
know.
It's so confusing.
Yeah.
Like, of course they're going to be the women to complain as well, because, like, notoriously, young women don't complain.
Yeah.
Because they're usually at the start of their career. If they're on MasterChef,
yeah.
then they're afraid to complain, because they're afraid that they'll never be booked and busy again by BBC.
Yeah.
And also the power imbalance there, so they're the only women who are going to be complaining, Greg.
I know, but I just feel like his PR was banging their head against the desk when they saw that. I'm like, surely you wouldn't have signed that off. Surely they would have been like, stay quiet. And he's like, nah.
I think he just took to his own social. I don't think he...
Oh, yeah.
There's no way anyone signed it off.
Oh, yeah.
And then he had to, 24 hours later, apologise for the apology.
Yes. Tail between the legs. And just the look on his face as well. You can tell he's been scolded by, like, probably his PR team.
Oh, God, yeah.
His wife.
Yeah.
So many people. But, yeah, what a bad judgment. Also, it just kind of, like... He kind of reinforced the argument.
Yes.
Like, now people can kind of see what the women were complaining about.
100%.
You basically just gave us a front, like, seat show. So thanks so much for that.
If that's your reaction to that stuff, that's those very serious allegations being made against you, rather than being more, like, introspective and being like, oh, my God, like, did I do that? Did I make somebody uncomfortable and actually apologise for doing it?
Mm-hmm.
He's like... Oh no, it's all these women just having a problem. It's just, it was not a good look.
Oh, yeah. What's the latest, Sasha? Because obviously when it first came out, again, obviously all alleged, but it was crude kind of...
Yeah.
Crude jokes.
Mm-hmm. Sexual jokes.
Sexual jokes, but as time's progressing and it's kind of like a rolling story now, it's now gone beyond that, isn't it?
Yes, it's starting allegations are starting to mount up quite quickly, and they're very serious, and yeah, he's denied everything, but you know, it's lots of, I think women have accused him of groping, which is, I think we've probably all seen MasterChef, and you always know there's like a bun innuendo or like, you know, little tart, that sort of thing.
If I hear the soggy bottom joke one more time, honestly, I'd rather jab that pencil into my eye.
Yeah, it's gone a lot further, but I mean, yeah. I mean, for me, I mean, the allegations... more about the jokes have gone back years and years and years.
You 12 have to, years ago, right?
Going back to 2011 is the first one.
So
alleged.
Emma Kennedy, she won MasterChef a couple of years ago, and she said that she actually saw him groping a camera assistant, and she complained at that time on behalf of the camera assistant, and apparently nothing's been done.
Yeah.
They looked into it, but like, come on, like, don't, like, surely, like, I don't know, maybe times have changed now, but surely the BBC have to take the finger out and just stop letting these powerful men get away with this behaviour. Like,
but
when you say things have changed, like going back to 2011, and that's a long time ago, but I was working in TV then, and like, it's not like we're looking back at the 50s or 60s.
Mm.
It, That is far. That was never okay. We're not going back decades.
Yeah. True.
Like, do you know what I mean?
I suppose I mean time has changed in terms of like with like media companies putting up
completely.
Yeah.
But like when you look at it and you put it in the grass and go, well, it's first dated 2011. People back that about now.
Yeah.
The last couple of days, like we're looking back at the 30s, and we're like, really, it was never okay then when you was working in that world. But I guess the thing was that there was always that thing until it's now been alleged that it's the accusations are now a notch up from that.
Yeah.
Because there was a lot of people that was taken to socials. And I think because Greg also famously, like a market stall trade, you know what I mean? Yeah, you're not a chef. So people would be like, is the working class boy that done good?
Yeah.
So people's like, oh, we're in a world now where you can't say anything. So when it was kind of people going, oh, you're policing jokes and banter.
Yeah. It falls into like the cancel culture thing where it becomes, you know, can somebody not make a joke? And if somebody doesn't find it funny, they then have their careers ruined. I mean, there's been this argument with several different presenters where it's just maybe comments that have then landed them in hot water. But yeah, as you said, it's obviously become a bit more serious. I mean, it's like stuff like he apparently walked out on set with no clothes on and just a sock over his privates. And it's just stuff like that where if I were there, you would not know what to do.
Yeah.
And if that becomes a thing where you're in an environment where maybe people, you know, production aren't really batting an eyelid, what do you do
when Greg Wallace walks out of his cock in a sock?
Literally.
Do you know what I mean?
Also, do you know, a lot of people are saying, why didn't the staff come forward and protect contestants?
Yeah.
But a lot of these staff would be agency staff as well, so they're probably also afraid of losing their job. And when the star of the show is doing inappropriate behaviour, they are probably like, these are all freelancers. Like, they could be replaced like that. So they're not going to dip their toe. They're probably thinking, I'm sure BBC is aware of these complaints. They probably also know that there have been complaints against him and nothing has been done. So it looks then that the BBC is protecting him, and they're probably thinking, I'll lose my job then if I go
out against
him.
But it is literally rolling from hour to hour, isn't it? Because I think 24 hours ago, I was watching a daytime TV show, and they put out a statement from BBC saying, we'll still be here, we've got a Christmas special coming out, there's no plans, like there's an investigation, obviously. That's all still good to go, that show's airing. Fast forward 24 hours, they've now pulled Celebrity Christmas Special.
Which I think is kind of unfair in a way, because if you think of the contestants, like, their lives change from that show, and it's it's a right springboard for the rest of their careers, and they go on to do amazing stuff, and they haven't done anything wrong. So it's a shame that his behaviour is affecting the whole production and the contestants' lives going forward. It should still be aired, I think.
Yeah.
Well, it's a kind of, it's a double-edged sword, isn't it? Like, one of my friends who I did Celebrity SOS with, she was due to, that was all pre-recorded. Shazia has done Celebrity MasterChef, which was meant to air at Christmas, and I see she's put out that it's obviously been pulled. So I'm guessing they marked the agent's card and said, right, this is being pulled. But and I'm not, this hasn't obviously come from my friend or any inside, but what you're saying, and I kind of, because I've kind of batted that in my head the last few like 24 hours, I thought, you would be gutted. Like, if I'd filmed a TV show and it had to be pulled, I'd be pissed off. But then there's also, you've got to think, are there celebs that have got their agents on the phone to BBC? There's certain people that won't want the association because you don't know what edited and what gets cut.
Yeah.
So there could be some of them innuendo, some of them shitty bantery jokes, which seemed all right at the time. It's Christmas as well.
Yeah.
And then now this has come to light, even though this was filmed months ago, when this comes to air in a couple of weeks, it's gonna sit different.
So there's probably, so if they're seen like laughing along with something,
so I think there will be a few celebs that have got their agents to go, actually, and contractually you'd have no right as a celeb, you've signed off on that show, so if BBC want to put it out, they're going to put it out. But I think there might be a few, and again, I don't know anyone, not saying that, but I think there will be a few that go, we don't want the association.
I didn't think of it from that angle, actually. actually. And that's a fair point, because if there was a comment that they were worried about would make the edit and they laughed with it, then they could seem complicit in it. And then online, like everyone online would jump on it and be like, oh, well, you seemed fine with it. Why are you not fine with it now? So,
yeah,
I can see both sides of that, actually. Yeah,
yeah.
I think it's going to be one of them that keeps on giving.
Yeah, well, indeed. Yeah.
Unfortunately, but yeah, I'm sure we'll be talking about it again next week. But moving on, what else has caught your eye, Sash?
So we also had, so Talisa, after obviously she got eliminated from I'm a Celeb earlier this week, and seemed fine, but then sort of sparked concern a little bit because she deleted all of the I'm a Celeb stuff from her Instagram. She wasn't turning up, she wasn't doing interviews, like she didn't, there were loads of public appearances the other contestants have done that she wasn't doing.
She didn't do the after show, did she?
She didn't do the after show, and she wasn't there as Melvin went as well, which normally they are. So everyone's going, is she all right? Like, was she, you know, was she fuming that she got booted off? Like, what's going on? So she broke her silence earlier, saying that she has basically got very overwhelmed with all of the attention. She said because she kind of took a step back from the spotlight a few years ago, she's become more introverted and she's finding the attention very overwhelming. She did like a really lengthy post saying, you know, really grateful to the show, you know, it's been really nice seeing all the support, but I just feel like I'm getting like bombarded with stuff and I'm just like, I need a breather. Mm-hmm. So then, because we were talking about it at work and we were a bit like, you know, she being a bit of a sore loser, like, I think it was meant to be a bit of a comeback for her, and she went down very well.
Yeah.
But it was a bit of a surprise that she didn't go any further, and we were like, you know, is this a bit of a... her not taking it very well. But then once she explained that, I was like, oh, that does actually make a lot of sense. That, you know, I'm not famous, but so I don't know the amount of scrutiny that you get when you do a massive show like that, where, you know, if you're on Strictly or I'm a Celeb or, you know, Britain's Got Talent, you win it, I imagine it must be like a flurry, especially when you've been like cut off from all sort of social media contact with your family, to then go and like look at your Instagram. I imagine is like, whoa.
Yeah. Especially, I think, because she has kind of bowed out of showbiz for a few years. But this was kind of her comeback. But I kind of have the respect for her in terms of she's fronted it. She's spoken to her father and she went, do you know what? And she's not said anything was horrible. She was like, actually, it was all positive. Yeah. It was lovely stuff. But she still found it overwhelming.
Yeah.
And I think in a world now where so many people are suffering with mental health, I think it's a kind of, it's a class A kind of act to say, do you know what? I'm going to just bow out for a week. I've archived my stuff. I'll pick it up when I'm ready.
Yeah.
And we've never really seen a celeb do that.
No,
because
no.
It kind of is a pressure after a big show to... Well, there's just pressure all the time on social media. So I kind of think, I get what you're saying, and I think there was a lot of rumours on socials, oh, is she pissed off?
Yeah.
But I kind of think, do you know what? She's owned it. She's put her tits on the table.
And she was famous around the time that media was toxic. Like, I will admit, there was a lot of weird stuff going on.
She'd been through it.
For a young girl, and she must have trauma from that.
Yeah.
So to get all that back in an instant must have felt quite scary for her, and also like, how do I handle it this time round by also protecting myself? And so maybe she just wants to lean into it a bit slower.
Yeah, and I think that's a healthy way of doing it as well.
Absolutely.
And I think, you know, for somebody to have boundaries like that, I mean, you look at it from a media perspective and it's a bit sort of sometimes a bit frustrating because you're not getting what you want, because
especially as a jerk, but
at the same time, she is a person, and it is, you know, 0 to 100 for her, and it might have been that she was like, I'm ready to do TV again, I'm ready to put myself back out there, oh no, wait, actually this is a bit much and I just need a breather. And I just think, I mean, good for her, on her terms,
because I watched a podcast with her, I think, while she was in the jungle. She didn't recall the podcast when she was there. I think it was Fern Cotton. But she's very spiritual. She's very philosophical. Yeah. Is that the word? Philosophical?
I don't know.
Philosophy. She's right.
Philosophical.
That's the word. Yeah. Thanks, Ash. But she's got a very good head on her shoulders.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she's very spiritual. And... again, I think this is a prime example of someone from a music background. As reality stars, it's so drained into it. Like, it just runs through you like a stick of rock, whatever. You come rain or shine, if you're getting trolled, definitely.
Yeah.
You just fucking go, and you pick up your socials. But because that's the gig.
Mm.
But I think if you're not from the reality world, but you go onto a reality show, I kind of take my hat off to someone. Yeah. Like, I've never known anyone from my side of the fence doing it, because that our bread and butter as reality is you suck it up, buttercup. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I take my hat off to her, and I hope having a couple of days in a nice 5-star hotel. Hopefully the weather's a little bit better in Australia. Sadly, they don't get the Versace anymore, which was always the best bit of doing the jungle.
So they would get a nicer hotel usually, is that what you're saying?
No, they get a lovely hotel, but they don't get Versace anymore. I don't know if it's a budget thing.
What?
I think the last couple of years you don't get the Versace.
They spent all their money on Colleen, haven't they?
That's the budget for
Lara.
Travel Lodge.
So prepare to ITV. I mean, it's not just this year. I think the last 3 years maybe.
Oh, right,
you don't get that now. You still get a lovely hotel. Do you know what I mean? You ain't in a B&B.
Yeah, and their whole family is flown out as well. They look like they're from the bloody great.
Yeah.
I'd rather be the family and friends than the...
Oh my God,
jungle.
On the
list,
yeah.
Yeah,
good for
them. What's Rumour Mill saying? Before we move on to the next story, Sash, as Miss Journo, what's Rumour Mill saying? Any predictions for winner?
So this has been an interesting one, because I think, so we are getting bookies odds a lot at the moment, and it's like Colleen Rooney's going to win.
Wow.
But then it seems like it's a two-horse race between her and Danny Jones, because he's gone down very well.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously everyone loves McFly. But it's interesting because they've just changed it. So you know the celebrity cyclone?
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoever wins it is then immune for the next two vote offs. So there's a bit of speculation.
Why is that?
So we don't know. That's the thing. So we're wondering, why are they doing that? Because it's basically taking out the public vote and it's becoming like a camp vote. So there's a bit of speculation about whether maybe Colleen's not as popular with the public as they want, because obviously they spent mega money on her.
Yeah, they want to keep her.
She ain't gone out there for a tenner.
Yeah, they want to keep her in as well.
Right.
They'd probably prefer her to win too, right? Because she wins, the press off the back of that would be insane.
Oh, she's a massive name. Yeah.
That's the ITV. They apparently, I think it's already on ITVX. They bought the rights to. I think it was on a Prime show that there was a documentary on the Agatha Christie case.
Mm.
And before she even put a backpack on and went into the jungle, ITV got the rights to stream. They're very clear. They're a multi-billion pound company. Do you know?
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
I know it's been rumoured they're going all rumour mill, but ITV wanted to be a loose woman, so they're kind of wanting to kind of
set her up.
That would be great. I'd love to see her on Loose Women.
Absolutely.
No, so it's all speculation, but it looks like from the odds it will be either Colleen or Danny.
I'm happy with either of them.
I was just about to say that. Yeah. Either of them can win it, whatever.
Colleen would be a friend for life, and Danny, again, for life, but a little bit of guy candy. And I don't mind looking at a little salt. Time for one more, Miss Ash.
So, I've got some sad news for your TOWIE friend, Pete Wicks. He's not looking good for him to make the Strictly semi-final, this final after it's the semi-final this weekend. Has all of the bookies are saying he's favourite to go.
What?
But the public seem to love him. I was watching it the other weekend, and it was when he messed up one of the dancers, and he was so emotional. And I think it's because he's that sort of like Essex, you know, not a hard man, but you know, he doesn't get emotional very often.
No.
You can see he was really trying to like hold it in, and I think everyone's kind of taken to that, and it's been really endearing. But I mean, the Strictly final's coming up very quickly, and it's been a great year, so it's
I think just quickly, because we have to wrap up for our first guest, but I just want to say, in terms of, even if Pete goes this weekend, I think he should feel no shame.
No.
I think he's absolutely fucking smashed it.
Yeah.
And I remember when Journo started speaking to me, when it was rumoured he was doing it and it first came out, before he'd even put his little tap shoes on, I was like, what you don't know about Pete is he'll give something 110%. So hats off to him, and I think it's no mean feat to get to the semi-final. He should be very proud of him. I'm proud of him. It's nice to see one of my boys doing good.
So Pete, very well.
If you're getting your Uber Sunday night, you've done yourself proud. You know,
will
it
be on a private jet to Australia, do you reckon?
I don't know. Well, access all areas next week. We'll find out if he touches down at Brisbane. Sash, always a pleasure.
Thank you, darling.
Right, guys, we are going to take a little break. Me and Air will be back in 3 minutes, and we're going to be joined by Adam and Ross from Married at First Sight UK. See you in 2-3.
Access all areas continues next. Foo Bar Radio.
Politics Uncensored with Ali Milani and Zoe Grunewald.
What would you be advising the Labour leadership to do at this point?
My view is just apologise. I went to the theatre last night. I'm with my wife and family, and as I'm walking, a bloke says very loudly, "John McDonnell, has he paid for his tickets?" I went back to the bloke, said, "Yeah, I did pay for my tickets, and I always do." What that whole ticketing thing and all the free gifts thing doesn't just damage those individuals, it damages us all, because they all think, oh, they're all the same, and we're not.
You're listening to Fubar Radio.
Download our app now to listen to your favourite shows, such as Access All Areas, Politics Uncensored, and The Dating Show. You can also download and catch up on previous episodes of all Fubar shows, including our box sets. Plus, you can get in touch directly from within the app.
Just search for Fubar Radio on the Apple and Google App Stores.
The Fubar Radio app. Get it today.
Get it today.
I was fine on this beach the other day. I didn't know the time of high tide changes, and I had no idea it could come in so fast. So I'm finding out the hard way from this fella, the Coast Guard, who dropped in to get me out.
Ready!
Before you go to the coast, check the tide times online. In an emergency, call 999 and ask for the Coast Guard.
Some companies try to reel people in by promising quick cash if you pay them to claim work expenses. But think twice before taking the bait, because they might just want to land a commission, and it turns out you aren't eligible to claim anything. You'll have to pay HMRC back, and it's unlikely the company will refund any fees. So don't get caught out. Check if you're eligible and make a claim with HMRC for free online. Just search "Don't Get Caught Out".
That Money Show with Gabriel Nussbaum.
I'd love to ask for people that look at you. What's one tip you would say to someone that potentially wants to be a future Chancellor of the Exchequer?
I guess I would just encourage all people, but particularly young women, because I'm the first ever woman to be Chancellor of the Exchequer, and the post has existed for 800 years.
Oh, wow.
Just to say to all young women and girls, there's no ceiling on your ambition. You can achieve whatever you want. Aim high, dream big, and you can realise your dreams too.
What the Hell with Gabby Allen.
Now I am joined by Faye Edwards, international fitness presenter. How do you personally stay so motivated?
We are all aging. That is my motivation. Sorry, Gabby. It's the
cray,
truth.
Cray.
And we can't change that, but we can help ourselves and keep our independence for as physically long as possible. It's about lifestyle.
It is.
I have a better lifestyle. That is my motivation.
Grab your backstage passes and prepare to access all areas.
Welcome back to Access All Areas, guys. I'm Bobby Norris, and we are joined by Adam and Ross from Married at First Sight UK. How are you, lads?
Good, thank you. Are you?
Really good, thank you. Thank you for joining me this evening.
No problem.
So I've got to ask you, and I'm going to kind of throw it between the pair of you, because obviously there's two of you on Zoom. So we'll start with you, Adam. What made you sign up for the show?
Basically, I'm at the age where I'm ready to settle down. I want my own little family, and I've not been having very good luck with the women, so I thought I'd put my trust into the experts and see what happens.
Absolutely. And how did it go? how was that for you?
It was an experience, you know what I mean? But it's one of them, like, end of the day, like, I've learnt a lot about myself and what I want from a relationship, and I've took some amazing friends from it that I feel like they will be friends for life now.
Yeah. And is it still a woman that you want, Adam?
I do still want a woman, yeah. I'm 34 now, so I still want some children.
Cool. Well, you've still got lead in the pencil. Ross, how about you? What made you sign up for the show?
I think Ross might be having some technical difficulties.
No worries. I've got to throw back two ads over to you.
Yourself and Polly. You seemed to get along pretty well at the very beginning, and then it all seemed to unravel as the show went on. And God love you, Adam, you did try, but I think it came across quite clear that you just weren't that attracted to Polly. And I think you tried to say that a few times very gently throughout the show. Was that frustrating for you when the experts were trying to force a connection upon you guys and, you know, it just wasn't there?
it was a little bit frustrating. It's one of them where, like, I feel like it's something that needs to grow slowly, but because you're in like a 10-week experiment, it's kind of like pushed a little bit quicker and a lot quicker than I would normally do it on the outside. So, yeah, it was a bit frustrating at times, but I feel like I did try and I did give it my all.
Do you feel that Polly tried?
I do feel like Polly tried in certain expenses, you know what I mean? But I feel like after watching the show, maybe she's realised that she could have done things differently, just like I've realised that I could have done things differently as well.
And have you guys remained friends off the show?
We haven't spoken for a while, no.
What happened there?
Nothing's really happened. It's more just how it ended, and I feel like we just haven't really... Neither of us have made contact with each other.
So when did you realise that this weren't going to work? Because obviously, on paper, I know it's a different show, it's very Love Island, it's... But she weren't a bit of you.
No.
When you can't, did you think, well, we're going to keep going with it, we're going to try and make it work? But when was the wake-up call? When did you think, you know, it ain't going to happen?
I think it was not long before Homestays was kind of just bickering about the same thing over and over again. And I was saying to Polly that I'm just struggling and, like, the spark's still not there and... It was one of them where I was like, as much as we got on, and we did have a really good friendship, like, I don't know if people seen that, but at the start, we got on like a house on fire, like, we laughed so much, but it got to the point where I thought, I don't think I'm going to get that spark that I'm missing.
Yeah.
Nah. And a friendship's lovely, but it ain't a show where you sit there and make friendship bracelets, do you? It's Married at First Sight. We want some, do you know what I mean? As lovely as it is to sit there and plait each other's hair, it's not going to be. But how did you feel? Because social media, as we know, they like to throw their two pence in. They said you was very superficial because you was quite blunt. You put your balls on the table and you was like, do you know what? You listed your type and let's just say it wasn't her.
Yeah, I know. I feel like no matter what anybody says, I feel like attraction is important because if you say to anybody, would you kiss somebody you're not attracted to? 99% of people would say no. So I do feel like it is important.
Do you think attraction could build then? Because I feel like the experts kept trying to build something witchy. And for a while, it did kind of look like there was a small spark growing.
I do feel like attraction can grow a little bit. Yeah, I think the more you get to know someone's personality, you can fall in love with a personality and... I feel like having a laugh and just getting each other can help grow the attraction as well. But because it's such an intense experiment, I feel like that puts a little bit of a kind of like boulder in the works as well.
Well, one person you definitely had an attraction to was Amy. You got matched when you done that wife swap bit on the show,
yeah.
And your connection was wild to see. You went underwear shopping together and everything, and there was kind of flirty banter there between you. But even since the show, you guys have got along really well online. I've seen you do a few lives together, and there still seems to be that kind of spark between you. Is there anything happening there?
There's not, no. Me and Amy, we're like the female and male version of each other. Like, we get each other's banter, we have a little flirt. And me and Amy have said that we've got such a special friendship that we'd never want to jeopardise that. So, but...
Has the friendship ever crossed... Has it crossed the line? Has there ever been, like, a little friends with benefits situation? A little kiss...
There's been no hanky-panky, Bobby.
And how have you found the whole... I mean, moving on from the superficial thing, social media in general, because when you're on a huge TV show, social is going to pipe up, and that is part of the parcel of a reality show. How have you found the social side of things, social media?
I've not found it too bad, to be fair. I've had a lot of horrible DMs and people kind of trolling me on my pictures and stuff, but... Because I'm a barber and I'm used to like having banter and just taking the mickey out of each other, I've kind of just shrugged it off and just thought, like, if you're just going to keep trolling me, like, it just says that you're just got nothing better to do. So I don't take it too much to heart, to be honest.
And I always ask about the DMs, so I'm glad you brought it up. I always like to ask my guests what's going down in the DMs, because someone that's been around the track more times than a lurcher when it comes to reality TV shows, I know that... People sliding with the dick pics. I'm guessing you ain't had many dick pics, but what are your DMs saying? Have you had any girls slide in, like the odd little naughty picture?
I had no naughty pictures, but I've had a lot of, am I the petite brunette you was looking for and stuff like that. I must have had that 10, 15 times.
And are they?
Not really, no.
Are you
I feel
picking?
Like now I'm kind of just, it's. I still want to find the one, but I feel like right now it's kind of like, I don't want to rush it because I've always said the next one needs to be the right one. And obviously I do want kids as well, so I just need it to be special and right, I guess.
What have you learned on the show then that you could take into a new relationship?
I feel like that I do need to compliment more and talk about my feelings because that's something that I've always struggled with. But also, someone will love me for me and someone won't want me to change because the things I do for someone will be enough for someone.
So what has the general comments been from the public, whether it's just on social, if they come up to, or as you say, you're a barber, but in a past life, I was an hairdresser. We're very talkative people. We're kind of counsellors. The shit, honestly, like, people think reality TV is dramatic. I think fucking hell, like, there was more drama in a salon. What's the coup when it comes to your clients? Are they proud of you? Because I think especially for a geezer doing a show like that, I've found from doing a particular show, a reality show for 10 years, and then bits and bobs I've done, like I then did Celebs Go Dating, which was a relatively low-key kind of, I think maybe a 12-week filming process. I felt I had to be more raw in them 3 months filming a dating show than I did a decade of, even though you go through peaks and troughs on a reality show because it follows your whole life. But I think when you film dating shows, you have to be so raw and so vulnerable, and it kind of freaked me out a little bit. Like, I go balls deep, do you know what I mean? But I think I take my hat off to anyone that does a dating show, because you really do have to just go, do you know what, you're in, and this is it.
Yeah, you have, yeah. I feel like you've just got to... I feel like the best thing you can do is just be yourself, just be honest, and just keep it real, you know what I mean? But I feel like everyone who spoke to me who knows me just says I was myself, and then people who don't know me said that at first I thought you was this, I thought you was that, but you actually turned out to be a really nice person and you was one of my favourites, so yeah. I guess that was nice.
And is there a group chat? What's it saying? Has anyone left the... I'm guessing there is a group chat. Who's left the group chat?
We have got a group... Do you know what? Nobody's spoken it for weeks. I think everyone's kind of just got their own little... people now, you know,
they've
all
got their own separate chats.
The side chats.
Yeah, I think so. But yeah. I don't think anyone's really majorly fell out. Like, I've not fell out with anyone personally.
Well, the girls fell out with Hannah, Polly, and who else fell out with Hannah? Was Hannah included in the group chat then?
She wasn't in the group chat, no.
Oh.
And if I had... I think, to give it to the girls, I think they have all made up and they are all friends now.
Okay.
Which is quite nice.
But have
especially,
they...
especially when we go to events and stuff together.
Okay, so they're on talking terms now.
Yeah, I think everyone's on talking terms pretty much.
Okay, so that's good.
If we could go back to the experiment and I got my magic wand, your fairy godfather, and I said, you can pick, out of everyone's wives, you can have one of their wives. Who would you have paired yourself with? Because obviously you felt like you was mispaired. She wasn't a bit of you. Lovely girl, but the attraction weren't there. Who would you have picked if you could have gone in there and gone, I'm having her?
If I was going to be honest, I'd probably say Amy, just because she's an attractive lady and I don't think we would argue because we're so alike.
Are you sure you ain't giving her one?
I know. I feel like, yeah.
I promise you.
Oh, I think you might both.
So is there anybody on the scene at the moment? Are you texting anyone or dating?
No, not really, no. I've been that busy. I'm still working in the barbers 5 days and I'm doing things out of work and events and stuff. So I haven't really had time to date, to be honest, but I am really enjoying it.
Good.
Would you kind of, because now you've got a taste for the old reality TV world, would you do any more reality TV? And if so, what show would you like to do?
I think I would do something again. I think it would be fun to do, but I don't think it'd be... I think I'd like to be more in control, if you know what I mean, so...
We'd all like that.
Then don't go into reality TV.
I think something challenging as well. Like, I do like a challenge. I like to be spontaneous. So yeah, the door's open for anything, I guess.
Watch this space then. Mm. And what's your plans for Christmas? You're single. Are you going to go out and try and find yourself a lovely lady at Christmas?
I think I'll just be spending a lot of time with the family this Christmas. I've got 6 nieces and 2 nephews, so it'll all be family-orientated stuff, I reckon.
Sounds expensive.
It does.
It's very expensive. Really expensive. And I've not actually started yet either. I've got a lot to do.
Oh, get on it.
And I've got one last question, because I've got to move on to my next guest. It's Access All Areas, so we're here to spill the tea, mate. Who was, now the show's finished and you've watched it back, who was the biggest game player in the experiment? Now you look at, because you know him inside out. Mm-hmm. Now you're watching it, who was there playing a game?
Who was playing a game? I don't know if anybody was playing a game exactly, but if I had to choose someone, from what I've heard from numerous people and other cast members, I'd probably say that Luke was playing a bit of a game.
Ooh, why so?
Just from things I've heard about, like, getting his speeches off, like, AI and thinking of punchlines to go viral and stuff like that. There's been a lot of talks about that.
Oh, dear. Okay. Turn off for me.
Yeah.
When it's disingenuous, it ain't no one. Thank you so much for joining us. And also, guys, listen, I'm so sorry, but we had a little bit of a technical difficulty. Mm.
So we couldn't get Ross, but hopefully we can get him on the show another time.
Maybe we'll try and get him next week. But Adam, best of luck, child. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I hope you find your missus right. And take care.
Bye.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh,
nice guy.
Nice guy. I'm still not convinced him and Amy ain't
I know.
Closer than they're letting on. But we're not here to pry.
No.
Anyway, guys, so we're going to take a little break and then we're going to be joined by one of the cast members from It's a Scare Life. We will see you in 2.
Access All Areas continues next. Boobar Radio.
Politics Uncensored with Ali Milani and Zoe Grunewald.
What would you be advising the Labour leadership to do at this point?
My view is just apologise. I went to the theatre last night. I'm with my wife and family, and as I'm walking, a bloke says very loudly, John McDonnell, has he paid for his tickets? I went back to the bloke, said, yeah, I did pay for my tickets, and I always do. What that whole ticketing thing and all the free gifts thing doesn't just damage those individuals, it damages us all, because they all think, oh, they're all the same, and we're not.
You're listening to FUBAR Radio.
Download our app now to listen to your favourite shows, such as Access All Areas, Politics Uncensored, and The Dating Show. You can also download and catch up on previous episodes of all FUBAR shows, including our box sets. Plus, you can get in touch directly from within the app.
Just search for FUBAR Radio on the Apple and Google App Stores.
The FUBAR Radio app. Get it today.
Get it today.
1 in 5 people in the UK are disabled, and it's not always visible. So if we've made ourselves at home in priority spaces on the bus or train, surrounded by our shopping bags or bikes, we could be making it harder for the people who need that space more than us. So let's not forget about the people we share our journeys with, and keep priority spaces clear for others. Remember, it's everyone's journey.
When it comes to heart attacks, you might be surprised to hear the symptoms don't always feel severe. You could experience a squeezing across the chest, a feeling of unease, a sense something's not quite right. Don't be tempted to dismiss the signs and wait to see what happens. The faster you seek medical help, the better your chances. It's never too early to call 999 and describe your symptoms. Your NHS is here for you.
That Money Show with Gabriel Nussbaum.
I'd love to ask for people that look at you. What's one tip you would say to someone that potentially wants to be a future Chancellor of the Exchequer?
I guess I would just encourage all people, but particularly young women, because I'm the first ever woman to be Chancellor of the Exchequer and the post has existed for 800 years.
Oh, wow.
Just to say to all young women and girls, there's no ceiling on your ambition. You can achieve whatever you want. Aim high, dream big, and you can realise your dreams too.
What the Hell with Gabby Allen.
Now I am joined by Faye Edwards, international fitness presenter. How do you personally stay so motivated?
We are all aging. That is my motivation. Sorry, Gabby. It's the truth. And we can't change that, but we can help ourselves and keep our independence for as physically long as possible. It's about lifestyle. I have a better lifestyle. That is my motivation.
Grab your backstage passes and prepare to access all areas.
Welcome back to Access All Areas, guys. We are live on FUBAR Radio. I'm Bobby Norris, and we are joined by Melina from It's a Scouse Life.
What's happening?
How are you, darling? I love the accent.
Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome, honey. Firstly, I've got to ask, how have you found the whole experience? Because we've seen the pilot drop on E4. How's social media gone down? What's social saying?
Do you know what? I think us Scousers and our community, we are loud and we are proud, and that will ever be the really positive, yummy things that we love and adore. But the internet, it is a really bad place. And obviously, we have also had some negative stuff, which was also expected, you know, it be like that. And I'm sure, Bobby, you're a very big advocate for that as well. So I feel like, you know, you take the goods with the bads, but I think the cast, because we are such a team and such a unit, we've just kind of helped each other just filter out the bads. And overall, it's been a lovely experience, to be honest.
When you say bad, what kind of stuff was you getting on social?
I think it's just the little nitty gritty things, like she thinks she's the Queen of Liverpool and stuff like that. Bearing in mind, I didn't say that about myself, but you know exactly like what social media can be like. People just pick at anything these days.
But yeah. I completely get it. So, someone had done a decade on a very similar show, but based in Essex. And actually, I think, bar our accents, Liverpool and Essex are very similar. Do you know what I mean? In terms of, a lot of us have got a mouth on us. Do you know what I mean? Like, we take pride in how we look.
Yeah, I feel like the fashion as well is always top tier in Essex and Liverpool.
Yeah, I think they're very similar places.
Mm-hmm. Well, to be honest, it's good that it is a radio show because I'm in my jammies tonight and I'm either very, very glam or I'm nan in the couch. So
you look very...
I've got me nan on the couch tonight.
You look very glam for someone in their jammies. I thought that was one of those
exactly
suits.
That's what Bobby was saying, like Essex and the Scousers, we do love to bring the glam, don't we, Bobby?
We do, even in our nighttime attire.
That's it, silk always, silk always.
Did you let the trolling bother? And I'm just assuming because they have it right. These kind of shows, it brings trolls, unfortunately, but it is what it is. We've got thick skins. I'm sure I'm speaking for you. I've never met you, but I'm sure we've got a thick skin. I can tell already in 15 seconds of speaking to you, you ain't going to give them people the steam off your piss. Do you know what I mean? Like, you ain't going to lose sleep.
Totally. Now, look, listen, what I love about reality TV is I try and look at the good thing with it. And I like the fact that potentially somebody could be sat on the couch going through the same experience as you. And then they look at you and then they feel connected to you. And I think we're all very fucking brave people to let a camera into our lives, put ourselves out there for everyone to have opinions. And unfortunately, there are going to be some shitty opinions. And it hasn't affected... I actually was quite proud of myself. I was waiting for it because I knew it was obviously coming. But when I did get the odd thing, it didn't actually bother me, Bob, as much as I thought it was going to, because if I know me, my family know me, my boyfriend knows me, all due respect, I don't care what trolls think about me. Have your opinion and take a seat with the other bitches waiting until we all give a fuck.
So true.
And that's it.
Yeah, and you wouldn't go up to somebody in a pub and say, what do you think of me? So why would you care about what a stranger thinks of you online? It's a great outlook to have.
Exactly.
So Phil, you filmed a pilot already and that's aired now as well. How much of that is authentic and how much is actually created for a bit of extra drama?
So obviously with reality, I mean, I'm just learning the ropes of it, but with reality TV, they do probably put you in positions that you wouldn't be. You know, if you've got an enemy, you probably would see a clear of the restaurant that day if they put it up on the social media. Mm. But obviously, we do need to bring some type of, like, authentic storyline. So they do set up spaces where, you know, that something could come bust, or you could hear someone talking about you, or an ex-boyfriend or an ex-girlfriend could be in the same room. But everything that you do get from us is completely raw, and it is completely real emotions. But I do have to say, things are put into place for, you know, maybe us to collide where we probably wouldn't normally bump into that person.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I think that's kind of hard for a lot of people to, and again, as I say, from someone that did a decade on a very similar show,
yeah,
still to this day, people ask, and even though I've not been there for 2 years, maybe approaching three, I don't know, it's been a while, but people could never figure out, like, for years, people would go, they'd come up to me in Sainsbury's or Waitrose and they'd go, but what's your name in real life? In the early days of Tower. And no, I went, what do you mean? They was like, no, but what's your name in real life? They kind of thought it was EastEnders. And I was like, no, my name really is Bobby. But people could never figure out the situation. But exactly like you say, I was like, there has to be, we got call time, so I'd wait by my phone. Sometimes I'd be set up at midnight waiting for a WhatsApp to go, Bobby, you're going to the Sugar Hut. Because it's a reality show, there has to be a cameraman there. So when you have like a bump in with someone, of course, and what people kind of, and of course, if you're not from a TV background, you probably don't think about it in detail, although it's kind of quite obvious when I say it. But the fact you're watching something on TV means someone was there to film it. So there had to be a cameraman. So there has to be a situation where someone's path crossed, even if you hate each other.
Yeah.
Like, because if you're watching it, someone had to film it, someone had to light it, someone had to mic us. So It's a mad thing that you'll find for a while, forever and a day, people will try and understand it, but not many ever will.
Do you feel pressured then when there is camera crew lighting, you're mic'd up and you are in a room with an ex? Even though they're not telling you what to say, do you feel pressured to perform?
I think for me, because Towie was the first of its kind, we had nothing. Nothing to relate it to. So no one went on to. You know, people go on to Love Island now, have a game plan, and as years go by, certain shows, people say like that they copy storylines and imitate characters. There was nothing to imitate. So when you look back and I see clips of things, like we would have a tear up on a night out over some, like it was just a normal night out for us as a group of friends.
Yeah.
If there was a cameraman there or not, we would have had them rails. So, but we weren't self-editing. Social media weren't a thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we would just have a fucking barney. Like we didn't hold our tongues.
Yeah.
And as years went on, people thought, shit, well, I want brand deals. I want this. I can't threaten to rip your wig off.
Yes.
I can't, do you know what I mean? Or rip her easy locks out. Mm. Do you know? So it was a very different time. But I saw it in 10 years change from a group of mates that was just being filmed and we couldn't understand who was watching it.
Yeah.
Have you found out? So your group of people you're filming with, your cast, how many actually know each other?
So I feel like because Liverpool is such a small city in itself, we all definitely knew of each other.
Yeah.
And then we all kind of had our own like little friendship groups that we brought in the show. And then kind of after a few days of filming, we just all collided like a big colourful hot fucking mess, to be honest.
Yeah.
And then it's mad because it's almost like, now that we're all really settled and we all really know each other, it's almost like, I wish the cameras were more on us now, do you know what I mean? Because now it's kind of like we're really settled and we're really yummy, so it feels more natural, whereas it was kind of like when I was put in the room with maybe somebody who I knew of, but I didn't know, it was like, hi, I'm Melina, nice to meet you. We're not working together. But now they're literally, it's like second nature, they're like my family, so that's what we're hopefully really looking forward to. If this pilot does get turned into a season, it's kind of like the first episode, we've only given you such a small taste of kind of where it's like yet to come. And I think that's what we're all really looking forward to, hopefully, and are getting really excited about. But it was a little bit robotic in the beginning, but after a day or two, You just can't get into it.
You just forget cameras are there, yeah. Especially on a night out, you've had a couple of drinks. And if someone really pisses you off, you don't give a shit how many camera crew are there. You think, fuck it. If you're going to let someone know what... Because I'm that bitch. I'm going to let you know what time it is. Do you know what? I don't give a shit who's there.
Yeah.
And I think that's the best way to be, but... Hopefully. So even though you know each other, even though, because you're never all going to be the best of mates, but you know of each other, again, like Essex, like you know of names, or you bump into each other on a night out on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've watched the pilot back, who would you say, from whether it's someone you know well personally before or someone that your path has crossed, who would you predict is the biggest game player? Who's the biggest fake there? Is someone trying to be something they're not?
Oh, you're going to end up getting me with no mates by the end of the
day. Baby, it gives you a storyline.
Exactly. He knows what he's doing. He's giving you headlines.
What I found was very interesting. I'll give you a bit of lowdown. What I found was very interesting. We all had like a launch party where we were all in the same room. And obviously we hadn't seen the pilot.
Mm.
So when things were being said, it was kind of like, you just see all these like sad eyes being like, bitch. and you know what? Like, I can't even sit here and spout like, oh, you're a game player. Because like I said, we've only had a pilot. But what I do want to say, without giving it too much away, like, there are a few little game players in the woods work. I do have to say that.
Can I have one name? It's Access All Areas, darling. And as I say, it gives you a storyline. When this goes to series and this goes to press, it's going to give you a good storyline in the series. So spill the tea. Who's the biggest bitch on the firm?
Well, I kind of feel like if you've watched it, you do see the beef between myself and this other girl called Georgia. But I do have to say, it's blonde versus the brunette, you know what I mean, who's going to come out with Queen Bitch on top at the end of the day. So there's been a little bit of umming and ahhing between me and her, but I think there is definitely more to come with that, let's just say.
Because you've got a very good following already, I'm guessing... Because forgive me, because I know you've got your own brand, haven't you? But I didn't know your socials before, but you've got like 60,000 followers. And I'm guessing you haven't got them just from the pilot. Did you have a following before?
So I actually realmed into, I'm predominantly a musical theatre student. So I realmed into singing when I was younger. And I went on a programme in 2020, Little Mix The Search, and works with Little Mix quite closely singing.
Oh, wow.
So that's kind of like I started growing my following from that, and it was very much music-based. So like I said, this is just, it's all new to me, the world of reality TV. But so that's, and I think just this day and age with social media now, you've either got to jump on the chain of it because it's not going anywhere, and just, you know, if you can... You can make a couple of quiz off it. Why not?
You've got to shit or get off the pot.
Yeah.
One last question before we wrap the show up. Let's talk Georgia. If you bump into her on a night out, you've had a couple of champagnes. What do you want to say to the girl? Because I'm guessing you're not going to be sat there doing face packs with each other and having a night watching Netflix.
Yeah. I think when, I don't know if you've seen It's a Scout's Life, but I think the kind of last scene between me and her, and obviously when everything came out in scenes that I obviously haven't seen of what she was saying behind me back, I kind of feel like I'd like to address that, because when I did address that on the last scene, she still didn't have a lot to say. So in my head, it was a little bit like, well, there's being loads said to other people, and then you're still kind of getting called out on it, but then there's still not a lot being said. So to be honest, I think me and her do need to have a really big sit-down chat.
Could you see it kicking off after a couple of Jaeger bombs? If you saw her on a night out, no camera crew there, is she the kind of girl that she gets on your tits enough?
You're just feisty. Yeah, George is a feisty one, double defo.
So could you see a few air extensions being ripped out?
I mean, I actually couldn't even tell you, but if it's anything like I do know Liverpool, like, we are loud and proud.
Because I can already tell, and I'm East, like, my family are East End originally, I can tell you got fire in your belly. Scousers have already, but I know that you're the kind of girl, I think you can look after yourself.
I've got a good team around me, so I'm a happy girl.
Babe, thank you so much for coming on to Access All Areas. When you get a series and it all kicks off, I want you to come down into London Town, come see us, come into the studio. I want to speak to you properly, but thank you for joining me. Best of luck with everything. Have a lovely Christmas, darling, and we'll speak soon.
Bye.
Oh, nice show, Elle.
I know, brilliant show. Some lovely tea.
Oh, always, babes. It's what we're here for. Piping hot. Right, guys, we'll see you this time next week, Wednesday evening, 6 p.m., Access All Areas. Ta-ta.
Bye.